아멘.
我们上个星期呢，一起学习到主耶稣是我们最好的老师。
Last week we studied the topic on that Jesus Christ is our best teacher.
所以我不论我们身为父母亲，我们身为老师，我们都从主耶稣那边学习到他用他的爱给我们的榜样。
No matter what our roles are today, whether we are parents or teachers, we have to learn from our Lord Jesus. He is our true role model.
我们都是 很伟大以及很认真的父母亲以及老师们。
We are all very diligent parents as well as teachers.
因为我们都想把最好的给我们的孩子。
Because we want to give the best to our children.
主耶稣既然是我们这个当老师、当父母亲的榜样，那我们一起来看，主耶稣给了我们一个最宝贵的礼物。So
we realize that our Lord Jesus is our best role model as a teacher, and let us now study what gift our Lord Jesus has for us.
我们利用今天的45分钟，一起来分享学习主耶稣给我们这个礼物，带给我们今天什么样的思考。
For this 45 minutes this evening, I'll use this session to share with you and study what kind of gift that Jesus has in store for us.
我们都已经学习知道，儿女是神给我们的产业。
We all know that children are a heritage from the Lord.
所以呢，给了这个产业之后，让我们来，不论是老师还是父母亲，我们来好好的照料这个产业。
As they are our heritage, how do we teach our children as a teacher or as a parent?
我们从圣经上面在第一章的slide上面看见了，这个产业不单单是我们的儿女，其实我们自己本身也是这个产业。Not
only our children are the heritage from the Lord, we are also a gift from the Lord.
我们请看以弗所书的第一章第14节。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 14.
以弗所书第一章第14节。
Ephesians, chapter 1, Verse 14.
第一章的第14节呢，这边告诉了我们说，这个圣灵其实是我们要得基业的这个凭据。That
the promised Holy Spirit is actually a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
然后后面呢，他告诉我们，一直等到这个神的产业被赎之后，乃使神的荣耀得到称颂。And
this inheritance will come until the redemption of those who are God's possession.
所以他其实 他其实在等待神的产业被赎。
This inheritance will come to fruition until the redemption of us.
所以这个产业指的就是我们自己。
This inheritance or heritage actually refers to us.
我们有时候在想说，我们在领受以及继承神给我们预备的一个东西。
Sometimes when we received and kept the things that God has given us.
比如说，神预备了将来永生的福气，这个美好的产业要赏赐给我们。That
is, God is giving us a heavenly inheritance that is waiting for us to receive.
可是从圣经上来看，我们自己本身也是神的产业。But
yet from the Bible we see that we actually are is God's inheritance.
会很奇妙的是，我们也等待领受从神来的产业，但是神也等待我们这个产业能够被赎来荣耀他。So
that is to say that we are not only God's inheritance, but we are also God is also about to give us His inheritance to us, and when we are redeemed by Him.
所以它是一个互相的关系。This
is something that is mutually. This is a mutual relationship.
神也是我们的产业。
Because God indeed, He is also our inheritance.
我们也是神的产业。
And we are also His inheritance.
那说到我们的时候，就包括了我们父母亲，也包括了我们的孩子。
When we are referring to we ourselves, it refers to our parents also, it refers to our children.
我们请看出埃及记34章。
Please turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 34.
旧约圣经的出埃及记第34章。
Exodus chapter 34,
第9节,
verse 9.
出埃及记第34章的第9节,
Exodus chapter 34, verse 9.
因为在这边呢，摩西他急急忙忙的下拜这样子来说的。
This is actually spoken by Moses in a hurry.
因为呢，他俯伏在地，他来崇拜天上的这位神。
Because he was actually worshiping this God of heaven.
所以在第九节他就这么说了。
This is why he said in verse 9.
他说，主啊，如果我在你的眼前蒙恩，求你在我们当中与我们同行。
He said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your eyes, then let the Lord go with us.
然后下半段他说，求你呢，能够赦免我们的罪过。
And here also later part, he says, please forgive us our wickedness and our sin.
对，然后他就说，那么把我们当成你的产业。
And also please take us as your inheritance.
所以他要神也接受我们，就是他的这个产业。
Moses wants God to accept us humans as his inheritance.
所以我们其实是神买回来的一个很重要的礼物。
In reality, we are actually redeemed, by God as a gift.
那这个很重要很宝贵的这个礼物呢，在神的眼中来看，我们是一个产业的。
Because we are his important and precious gift. This is why we are called his inheritance.
是一个可以看得见摸得到的一个财产，一个 property， 一个产业。
It is a inheritance that can be touchedAnd that can be seen.
所以他摩西就教我们祷告说，求你赦免我们的罪过，以我们成为你的产业。
This is why Moses prayed to God to forgive our wickedness and our sin and to take us as his inheritance.
所以到了诗篇的时候，我们才会读到诗人这样子说，说儿女呢，就是神所赐的产业。
This is why when we come to the book of Psalms, the psalmist said,the children are a heritage from the Lord.
那仿佛来说，就是说从那天开始，只有儿女是产业了，我们不再是产业了。
From that day onwards, we are no longer God's inheritance, but only our children.
其实不是的。
But this is not so.
我们也是产业。
We are actually his heritage, his inheritance.
孩子也是产业。
And also our children.
那只是现在他把这个产业交到了我们的手上。
It is that God has now given his inheritance, his children, to us.
所以那个关系变得很奥妙。
This relationship is actually very mysterious.
所以我也是主的产业，我的孩子也是主的产业，可是我又要照顾这个产业。
I'm God's inheritance. My children are also God's inheritance. But now I have to take care of God's inheritance, the children.
我们就要认识那一层的关系，就是说我今天怎么面对这个产业，这个礼物。
So today we have to try to understand the uniqueness of this relationship and how do we take care of this inheritance that God has given us.
上个礼拜呢，我们好像有问过大家说，你们家里面有没有请过佣人。
Last week, I remember I asked you a question whether you have any maids or servants at home.
或是你有一个观念，或是看过有人家里有佣人。
Or maybe you have come to a house that has maids or servants.
那我们不要讲佣人，就是说你们现在比较流行，听到的是babysitter, 对不对？
Maybe we'll not use a very derogatory term as servant, but maybe we'll say a babysitter.
有看过或是听过。
Maybe we've heard of a caregiver or babysitter.
如果说你现在把你家的孩子交给 babysitter.
Maybe we have a babysitter to take care of our children.
然后告诉他说，我这个现在是早上九点钟，我晚上七点钟我会来接我的孩子走。
And then you tell her that I'll leave my child with you at 9 in the morning and I'll pick her up or him up at 7 p.m.
那这十个小时呢，就麻烦你照顾这个孩子。
So please take care of my child for this the next 10 hours.
那么你就告诉他，可能这十个小时可以做这个做那个啦，怎么照顾他啦。
And then you leave a list of instructions for the maids to do while you are away.
好了，你走了。
And then you leave the house.
那这个 babysitter 呢，怎么样照顾他？其实你不知道，对吧？
In reality, you don't really know how the babysitter, how well she takes care of your child.
假如这个 babysitter 他从你一走出去那个门开始，他就开始打电话聊天，很忙的。
Maybe after you step out of the house, she'll right away pick up the phone and just chat with her friends.
聊聊聊聊，两个钟头过了。
And then she chatted for 2 hours.
好，完了之后，哎，可能想到她的朋友叫她去 shopping 一下，哎，也不错，就出去 shopping 了。
And then her friend, may ask her to join her for shopping, and then she left the house to go shopping.
哇，两个钟头又够回来。
And 2 hours later, she came back home.
哎呀，电话又响，在聊聊聊，跟她朋友聊天。
And then and then the phone started to ring, and she chat for the next 2 hours again.
好，十个小时过了，你回来了。
10 hours has passed, and you came home.
十个小时，你要带她回去了。
And it's time for you to take your child home with you.
那假如你知道这十个小时里面你请的这个 babysitter 做了什么事情的时候，你就会去评估，我应该要把这个孩子交给你吗？
If you truly know what happened during that 10 hours, will you use this babysitter's services again?
还是你会想说，是不是我要再换一个人来照顾这个孩子？
Or you will think maybe I will try to switch to another babysitter.
那现在就是同样这样的角色跟身份，我们想一想看，现在主耶稣把这个礼物交给了我们。
So now let's study this role and responsibility. Now that Jesus has given us this inheritance.
对，圣经说这个是从神来的。
And the Bible says our children are from God.
这么好的一个东西，我们看一下。
And this is something so good.
诗篇一百二十七篇。
Psalms chapter 127.
诗篇一百二十七篇。
Psalms chapter 127.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇一百二十七篇的第三节，他就说了：“说儿女呢，就是我们的主所赐给我们的产业。”
Sons are heritage from the Lord, children a reward from Him.
对，那他已经念到下一句了，也就是说呢，这个是从神来的一个 reward， 一个礼物，一个赏赐。
Here it says that sons, children are indeed a reward from Him.
好了，这是属于神的东西。
This.Children belongs to God.
对，因为他说这是他的这个产业。
Because it says, sons are heritage from the Lord.
然后这是一个礼物，是一个 rewarding 给我们。
And it is His reward for us.
意思是说，既然是从他而来的，将来有一天你要还给神的。
Meaning that since they come from God, one day you have to, give them back to God.
也就是说，在这个人生的旅途上，他把他交给我们来替神照顾这个孩子。
That is to say that on this earthly journey, our job is to take care of this heritage from God, and later on we have to return them back to God.
神的产业。
This is indeed, they are indeed God's heritage.
神的礼物。
God's reward.
那请问这是好的东西吗？
Are these all positive things?
当然好的。
Of course, they are all wonderful things.
你们要从心中，我们从心中去思想说，神今天给我的东西是好的。
We have to understand that we receive wonderful things from the hand of God.
你想是神来的礼物耶。
Because this is indeed a reward, a gift from God.
不是从隔壁那一家人煮了一锅面给你的礼物。
It is not a bowl of noodles that your neighbor happened to cook up for you.
有一个人煮一碗 noodle 给你吃，你都哎呀，谢谢谢谢谢。
Sometimes you are so appreciative when your neighbor gave you a bowl of noodle.
那现在神说这是。我的东西，我啊，给你。
Now God says, "This is my stuff, and this stuff is for you."
啊，好美哦。
Oh, this is indeed so beautiful.
给你三个。
I'm going to give you 3 of this.
给你一个。
And I'm going to give you 1.
五个给你。
And for you, I'll give you 5.
我们上一代都给十二个。
And sometimes in the previous generation, they are even receiving 12.
现在给的少。
But yet today we receive less.
因为现在人很聪明，我不要。
Because today nowadays people said, "I don't want."
Yeah, 很厉害的。
Because they are indeed street smart.
对，可是现在呢？哦，你是 street smart, very good. 那个就是说，神现在给我们一个礼物，他说：“哎，这么好的东西是从我来的，这不是 noodle 哦，是一个礼物给你，你帮我照顾一下。”
Now God says, "Today I'm not giving you just a cheap noodle." But I'm giving you special children. Please take care of this.
好的。
This is good.
神不会给你坏掉的。
Because God will not give you a rotten gift.
有时候人家送你一些东西是坏掉的。
Because sometimes people will just give you rotten things.
对。 好像有的电脑快要坏，就送到教会来。
And sometimes when the your computer is almost dying, and you just donate them to church.
说那个沙发那个弹簧会弹起来，也送到教会来。
Even though sofa was already lost its springs, you just donate it to church.
就说好爱主哦。
And then you tell yourself that I love God so much because I give so many things to God.
很好，很好。
But yet God gave us so many things.
那好的东西。
And God gave us good things.
对。好的东西，那现在我们就想，我们看到这个好东西礼物，回到家或是在班上教室里面看到这个礼物的时候，你的表情是什么呢？
But when you know that you have received good things from God, when you arrive home or in the classroom, how will you treat this gift from God?
我们什么时候看见这个礼物的时候，跟他说，你真的是一个好人啊？
Have you ever said to your children, "Are you really good?"
No, 是 confirm 的。你真是一个好人。
Oh, you are really good. You are really a good kid.
不可以那个变成 question 哦，不可以哦。现在孩子，你不可以这样 question 他。
It is a reaffirmation that he is the children indeed good.
You are so good.
You are so good.
你们什么时候讲过这样的话给孩子？
Have you ever said this to your children that you are so good?
如果他很 good 的时候，你也觉得本来就应该 good。
If you hear your parents saying you are good, then you said, "Oh, I should be good."
Yeah. 所以我们看孩子的一些东西的时候，因为我们有一个标准。
Because when we look at our children, we have a certain expectation.
我们那个标准哦 ，standard 哦，那个标准比那个神还要高呢。
And sometimes our standard or expectation is even higher than God's standard for our children.
哎，我们在神的面前也是神的儿女，对不对？
Because remember that we are also God's children.
所以那个关系也变得很复杂。
And this relationship then will get a little bit complicated.
我也是神的儿女。
I am God's children.
我的孩子也是神的儿女。
And our children, they are also God's children.
可是我现在又是他的父母。
But yet now I am their parents.
然后神说这个给你照顾。
But yet today God says, "Okay, I'm leaving these children for you."
然后说这是一个很好的礼物。
And this is a beautiful gift.
哇，那个关系变复杂。
Then this relationship will get a little bit more complicated.
可是因为我们有教育。
But because we are educated,
我们有经验。
We have experience.
我们有个性。
And we have personality.
啊，我们帮神管理东西的时候，开始变得很厉害。
And then when we become God's steward to take care of our children, we become very street smart.
你们有看过那个？哎，都是 street smart。你们有看过那个医生哈？那个医生 very nice 医生，可是他前面那个护士登记的很凶哦。
Have you ever experienced a kindly doctor but yet a very fierce nurse?
啊，你一见到医生，医生。啊，你好吗？怎么样？很好的医生。
And we've met doctor who are so kindly and loving.
可是前面那个接电话的不行。
But yet the receptionist, they are so impolite.
没有，不能接。
And so serious and says, no, there's no, no more time slot for you.
对
，the appointment.
你看起来很好，不用看来，不用看了。
Seems that you are fine, so there's no need for you to see the doctor.
就前面那个人比较厉害，比较凶。
The front person, the receptionist, seems to be more rude.
啊，因为他觉得他在帮医生做事。
Because she thought that she's helping the doctor, do his work.
呀，那我们现在也是哦。
And we are also quite similar.
我们的标准蛮高的。
Our standard is very high.
很好。
It's good.
那个标准现在是不是？合乎神本来教你这十个小时要告诉你的方法，那就是另外一个问题了。
But yet, is our standard has surpassed the 10 hours that God has assigned for us?
对，你们这样的那个 combination 很难讲，因为我看到有小孩，然后我看到老人。
Of course, among us, there are different age group. There are children. There are also the seniors.
很难讲，因为我有点想帮小孩讲两句话给你们听。
I like to speak on behalf of the children to the parents.
可是又很怕九点之后你们吵起来。
But I'm just afraid when 9 o'clock comes, you guys will start to get into an argument.
所以有一些你们不要听。
So sometimes, please, for the children,
我先教训他们。
Please, shut off your ears. This is time for me to teach your parents.
Yeah, 先不要听，看圣经 ，OK?
So just read the Bible.
就说他们有时候考试哈、哦， You know, 考试 right, 你会看到成绩 right, 看到成绩。
Sometimes during their exams, you will see their results.
那你看到那个成绩的时候，有时候你会激动。
Sometimes it gets very emotional when you're about to see their result.
我们用难一点的字，激动。
So you get really emotional.
对，那也好也不好啦，蛮好，就是中间啦，你就是激动嘛。
So it is it's not that it's good or it's bad. It's just you're emotional.
那么呢？你激动的时候，你就想要说一点东西。
And of course, you have to say something.
好，那现在你就想，那个跟 biblical 有没有直接的关系？圣经。
And you ask yourself, this our emotion has to do with the Bible.
因为现在你在帮神管理他。
Because we are God's steward to take care of the children.
那他还很小。
Yet the children are still young.
他看着父母亲啊，得一点安慰还是得一点什么，我们不知道。就是他看着你，看你的表情。
They look up to the parents to see, what you have to say, what you are feeling, how you're feeling.
我们就开始反应了，对不对
？And then when we respond or we react to them.
那我不知道你们现在的年纪怎么样哈，我感觉哈。
I'm not sure how old you are now, but my feeling is that.
到五十六十岁之后，你再回来看这些事情。Okay, lah, huh?
When you are, if you are 50 or 60 years old, as you look back, this experience is actually not that bad.
就是他如果 C,
If your child were to get a C,
看圣经 C,
so please tune off and read the Bible.
Yeah, C, you know, 过六十岁你 okay 了。
When you are past 60, a C is actually doesn't mean that much to you. It's not that bad.
可是如果你三十岁之前你看到 C。
But before you are 30, a C is bad.
啊，真的吗？我的意思是说，你就会有感觉啊。
I guess you get really
你们都很 emotional,
hyper or emotional.
他也有 feeling, 所以就是说你会有感觉在里面的。
You have you are filled with so much emotion when you see a C.
那我们今天，因为我只比大家多看一些孩子，就是多一点点看到孩子 ，doesn't mean 我是。会教孩子，但是我看多一点点，我跟你们分享。
Even though I myself I do not have children, but this
哎呦，把我讲出来。
But this is through my observation that I'm sharing with you.
啊，你知道太多秘密。好，那么呢，就是说，今天我们看这些孩子哦，我个人觉得最难的东西就是他们的心。
Today, as I observe so many children, what I find difficult to grasp is their heart.
对，他们这一代很辛苦，是他们很难，就是他们没有很清楚的方向。
Because the children nowadays, they do not have a clear direction in life.
所以他们很容易放弃。
This is the reason why it's so easy for them to get discouraged and just give up.
我现在面对最多的孩子，我讲的是教会的孩子哦。
Most of the children in the church that I encounter,
75%以上的孩子哦，他们很容易放弃自己。
More than 75% of them will easily give up.
我们现在还不要讲，就是。整个社会上，我们光讲教会里的孩子，我们面对的。
We are not even talking the children outside of the church, but within the church.
我们来看一段圣经。
Let's study the Bible.
请看下一章。下一章呢，告诉我们箴言第四章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
下一个 slide 告诉我们那个心变得很特别哦。第四章，箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
这个我们熟悉圣经，它叫我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
It says above all else, guard your heart.
他说，因为所有的东西是从心出来的。
Because out of the heart is the wellspring of life.
那英文的那个字很特别，他说好像一个水这样一直涌出来，是这样 overflow 上来的。
Here in the English version, it says the wellspring of life. It is something that's ever flowing.
那中文他说是从心出来，可是它是自然这样涌出来的。
But in the Chinese Bible, then it is a quite different explanation.
我们今天最难做的东西就是孩子的心到底发生了什么，到底在想什么。
What is most difficult to grasp is what our children are thinking.
就不论你是老师，不论你是父母，你面对这一代的孩子，他们的心到底在想什么
Sometimes as a parent or a teacher these days, it is so hard to guess, to understand what our children are thinking.
我们明天跟后天呢，因为会花比较长的时间来一起做讨论。
And tomorrow and the day after, we will spend more time in discussion.
所以我们只能用第一节课介绍给大家一些问题，说这是我们今天看到的问题。
And for this first lesson, we are just trying to gather all the questions that we are encountering now.
你可知道我们的孩子其实会长大的？
Because we know that our children will one day grow up.
好像我其实本来不认识这个 Samuel， 对不对？可是因为我自我介绍之后，我认识 Samuel。
In the beginning, I do not really know Samuel, but now, because I was introduced to him, so I know who Samuel is.
Yeah, 然后我就联想到说，哎，你是七年前那个 Samuel 吗？
Then I asked myself, are you the Samuel that I know 7 years ago?
我们的孩子会长大的。
Because our children, they grow up.
那你觉得他们长大之后，他们会在什么地方？
And then you ask yourself, when they grow up, where will they be?
他们会进入到这个世界上，这个社会里面。
They will interact with the society and with the world.
进入到真实的世界之后，他们要做一些决定。
When they are facing the real world, they have to make decisions.
他们的朋友。
With regard to their friends.
他们的婚姻。
Their marriage.
他们以后在工作上遇到的困难。
And all the problems they will encounter at work.
请问我们哪一个人可以保证我们的孩子永远不会遇见困难？
And can we guarantee that our kids will never ever meet a problem?
如果我们可以保证我们的孩子永远不会遇到困难的话，今天其实我们可以照我们随我们的意思去教我们的孩子。
Because if we can guarantee that our children will never encounter problems, then we are able to teach our kids according to our ways.
可是如果我们不能保证，
But if there is no guarantee,
我们可能就要一起来学。
Then it is time for us to share with one another.
我们来学是因为我们没有在人生里面一开始有人教我们怎么做父母的。
Because in the beginning, no one taught us how to be a parent.
我们通常把第一个孩子当成实验品。
Because sometimes we always treat the first child as our guinea pig.
然后第二个就 OK 了，不管他了。
And the second child, we will just let them go their own way.
所以越生后来越正常。
And the more children we have, the more normal they become.
啊，你看那些大的。
Let's just observe the oldest child.
对，如果你也是一个父母，你自己如果又是大的，注意看，看自己啊，你自己看不到你自己，别人看他。
Because if you are also the oldest child and you have this oldest child, and you see them and try to observe.
因为他整个承受的东西跟后面几个 sibling 是不一样的。
The things they receive is quite different from their younger siblings.
可是呢，以前的 community， 以前的社会组织结构里面是容许你做你想做的东西。
In the previous generation or previous society, you are allowed to teach your child in whatever way you want.
今天在现代的这个社会里面的时候，你变得有一点点不知道要出手还是不出手。
However, in this society at the present time, it is hard. You hesitate whether you should do this or do that.
那我，你们现在都坐在这，对不对？你们已经来到这个美丽的国家，叫加拿大。
Today we are all sitting here, and we are in this beautiful country, Canada.
所以我们要学。
So it's time for us to learn.
我们如果没有学
，because if we refuse to learn,
我们会用我们本来有的方法跟技术。来教我们这个孩子，在加拿大的孩子。
Then we will naturally use the ways we were brought up and teach our children who were brought up in Canada.
因为这一代的孩子的心哈，我们讲心其实就是脑了，大脑，他们已经跟我们不一样了。
Because we have to understand that the children who are brought up here mentally they are very different from us.
爸爸妈妈，你们承认吗？
Do you agree with me?
一半以上不承认。
I see that half of you do not agree with me.
你们会吃苦的。
I tell you, you have to eat some bitter pills in the future.
你们这么爱心把孩子带到这里来。
You took your child, you brought your child here to Canada out of your love.
但是你用旧的方式在教他。
But yet you're using the old system to teach them.
你注意看，它整个的结构是散开的。
You see, this framework is too scattered.
你们有灌过电脑吗？
Have you turned on a computer?
电脑里面通常 一个系统就是这个系统。
Because a computer will run only on one system.
如果你放两个系统进去的时候
，Because if you upload two systems in a computer,
这个电脑很容易坏掉、宕掉。
This computer will slowly shut down.
那讲这个时候，这些孩子会知道我在讲什么。
When coming to this part, I'm sure the children understand what I'm trying to say.
也就是说，系统不一样的时候，东西很容易坏掉。
Because you have, when you have different systems, then things will just break down more easily.
老师，爸爸妈妈，现在想一想，我们这一代的孩子有几个系统在他这个身体里面跑
？Teachers and parents, how many systems do you know that is going around in your children's body, brain, mind?
在外面，学校有一个系统。
In the school, they encounter one system.
我说的系统就是说，他被面对的对待的方式是不一样的，是一个东西，一个 package， 那个叫一个系统。
The system that they encounter in school is sort of a culture that they're encountering, which is very different.
好，这个学校有一个系统。
They have a school culture.
你的家有一个系统吧
？And there's also a home culture.
学校 OK 的，你不一定 OK， 对吗？
If it's okay, if they are functioning well in school, it does not mean that it's okay with you.
对，就是说，你家里里面有一个你自己的方式跑的方式，就是什么是可以，什么是不可以，你的方式，你有 yes 跟 no， 对不对
？Because in your home culture, you have the yes things and you have the no things.
所以他在学校 yes 的东西，不代表在家里面也是 yes， 对不对
？But yet in their school culture, your yes may not be their school's yes.
所以有两个了，对不对
？So there are now two systems arising from this.
星期五、星期六他进到这里，对不对
？And now on a Friday and Saturday, they have to come to church.
你在家里 yes 的事情在这里不一定 yes， 对不对
？The yes that is in your house may not be a yes in the church.
第三个系统进来。
And the church is another system.
他们今天会坐在这里呀、啊、
？Today they are all sitting in the church.
我要谢谢他们、啊、
I have to thank them for coming to church.
好多孩子会坐在这边。
It's so hard to get children to come to church, and yet they are here.
三个系统在里面跑。
Three systems are running, are going through their minds.
他们 OK 耶。
But yet they can handle it.
是神迹。
This is indeed a miracle.
我们在外面做辅导。
We as counselors,
两个系统他就疯了。
If they have to counsel two system individual, they'll just go crazy.
也就是说，当学校 OK， 妈妈不 OK， 他就不行了，他就疯了。
Because most individuals they will not be able to run properly on two systems, the school system and the home system, because they are conflicting.
我们的孩子现在有三个系统。
But yet our children now they are functioning on three systems.
他们还 OK。
But yet they are still OK.
神迹。
This is indeed.A grace,
要谢谢主
a miracle. We have to thank God for this.
主耶稣保守这些孩子
God has preserved these children.
因为这是他给的礼物
Because this, they are God's reward for us.
他不要我们担得很重
Because he doesn't want us to be heavily burdened.
所以他保守他
God protect them.
可是现在的问题是，这个有一其中有一个系统非常的混乱
But yet there is one system that's a little bit chaotic.
也就是说。分不清楚是好还是不好的东西，也没有 yes 也没有 no 的东西出现在这个社会上了。
And there is this system that is neither a bad or good, a black and white, yes or no. There's a gray area.
所以他们变得非常的混乱 confused 了。
They are totally confused because of this gray area system.
所以现在要保守他这颗心，变成我们要帮主耶稣做。
In order for us, this is a very tricky situation, and this is the thing that we have to help God to do it.
那因为神把他交给我，对不对
？Because God has given us, them to us.
所以我现在是这个主人的 assistant.
So we are actually this master's.Assistant.
对，那我如果是一个 assistant 帮助者的话，我现在要帮这个主人怎么去管理这个礼物了。
Since we are this master's assistants, we must know the ways to take care of this reward.
那现在要怎么帮神管理呢？你要从神的角度看见这个孩子。
How do we assist God in taking care of this child? It is that we must have a godly mindset.
就除了我自己的标准之外，我现在要看神他是怎么看这个孩子的。
Not only must we have our own standard or expectation, but we must understand how God looks upon our children.
因为他的心决定他以后的人生。
Because our children's heart will determine their destiny.
然后现在从他的心想什么？我们不知道，可是他说是 overflow 出来，是自然就跑出来的，那个就是什么？他的行动，他的说话就出来了。
And how, since we can't really grasp the things that is in their heart, how do we try to understand their actions, their word that will tell us what is coming out of the wellspring of their life?
所以我们一看是外面的东西。
What we see is something on the outside.
就是他的行为啦，他的说话，马上我们可以看见。
We can directly see their actions and their words.
那大部分的时间，我们当老师或是当父母，会想要立刻改变的是现在看得见的东西。
What we are very tempted to do as parents and teachers is to always try to change their deeds or their words.
那最快改变的方式是什么呢
？What is the quickest way to change one's child？
哈，用外力。
It is to use an external force.
对，用外力最快。
It is the fastest way, the quickest way is to use an external force.
外力你们就有很多方法了，对吧
？And there are many ways to exert this external force.
有的是脸呐、啊。
Sometimes you can show your dirty look.
哦，对，那有的是你手上还有一个铲子啊。
And sometimes you have a weapon in your hand.
哦，对 ，weapon 很好，然后。就是你有方法用外力，因为那个是最快的。
We come up with many methods to exert this force upon our child.
因为行为跟说话是立刻可以抓住我们的眼睛，让我们看见 something 不一样的。
Because their actions and words will cause us to take a direct notice of them that something is amiss.
所以我们当孩子很小的时候，我们因为看见，哎，这样的行为是不对，我们马上纠正他的行为。
This is why when our children are still young, we can immediately correct them when we see that something is not right.
非常好。
This is really good. Good way.
第二步。
The second step.
怎么样引导他的心去看这件事情
？How do we direct their hearts to understand this matter？
那这个就是我们每个人的功夫了。
And this is it takes a special skill from each one of us。
那通常那个外力一出现之后，看见有果效，后面那一段就没有讲。
Because once you see that your external force is effective, then you don't have to proceed to the next steps。
我们做过 survey 哈。
We have done a survey.
我们的孩子到青少年之后，我们做 survey 之后，他们最大的一个 question 一个问题是什么？你知道吗
？When our children they are in their adolescent, do you know what they thought of this? What they say about this survey?
读圣经哈。
Children, please tune off and.
你们有 headsets 吗？给他们戴。
Do you have any headphones?
他们不知道为什么被打。
They actually don't really understand many years before why do they get punished.
嗯，不知道。
They really have no clue.
And then 最后他们的 survey 结论是说，他想打就打了。
The conclusion to the survey is that my parents will just beat me up whenever they feel like it.
啊，想骂就骂了。
When they feel like scolding me, they'll just scold me.
Weird.
They are so weird.
读圣经哈，读圣经。哎，他们都不知道的。我现在说的是 survey 告诉我们的哈，不一定是你的孩子。
From the study of this survey, done by these children, they are just clueless.
啊，他们不知道。
They have no clue.
可见后面那一段可能 missing 了。
So there is a missing link with regard to that part of their growing stage.
就是他为什么去抢隔壁那个人的东西？
Why do they snatch their neighbor's stuff?
为什么他明明在家有吃饱，他会去抢那个人的面包
？Even though they know that they are already full, yet they snatch their friend's bread.
他为什么排队排排会把人推倒
？That when they are queuing up, why did they push the person, the child in front of them?
很多的行动，我们其实不是知道它里面发生了什么东西。
We have to understand that why they act this way, they do not know why it, that it is wrong.
那现在如果回到你的家乡
Now, when we come back to your hometown,
回到四十年前
when we revert back to 40 years before,
像我刚刚提到的这个例子
the example that I just shared with you,
你揍他就可以了
All you have to do at that time is just curse them.
揍 spanking.
Oh, you just spank them.
Yeah, 不要 curse 他们
You don't have to curse them.
揍他马上明天 OK 了
Because once you physically punish them, then they'll be okay the next day.
因为他整个的系统，就是连社会的、学校的系统是一样的。
It is because they are only running on one system. The home system and the school system runs in one accord.
我们叫做 community reinforcement， 它的整个结构是一样的，它加强了你做这件事情是对的。
Because the community will reinforce saying that what you did at home will be validated by the school.
他跑到隔壁去。
When they were to be at their neighbor's house,
隔壁的妈妈说，你不可以这样推人家啊。
The mother there will say, you must not push the other person.
他到了学校去。
When they go to school,
老师说 no, 是错的。
And the teacher will likewise say, no, it's not right to push.
他整个系统是一致的，对不对？
They are facing one similar system.
这个就是我们被长大的经验啦。
This is the way we were brought up, the environment we were brought up in.
好，所以我们因为这个经验非常之美好，我们觉得说，最快处理就是给他外力。
And we find that it is okay, so we apply the same kind of external force to our children.
四十年之后
，But this happens 40 years after.
我们带他来加拿大了。
We have brought them to Canada already.
我们告诉他，一切是为了你哦。这里的学校很好，很好。
We told them that the school here is so good, and we are here. It is because of you.
我们一切的牺牲就是为了你。
And we sacrifice just to bring you here.
好好的读书。
Please study hard.
那么他现在刚刚的例子又发生了。
And then something happened again. They pushed their friend.
我们用外力觉得是最快要纠正他的行为。
And we use the external force that we experience as a child, and we do the same to our own children 40 years later.
走到隔壁的人家家。
But yet, when they go to the neighbor's house,
really,
the neighbor's mom will say, "Really, is that how your mom treats you?"
呀，那个妈妈教他方法。
Is this how your mom discipline you?
哎，你怎么都讲跟我不一样？他教他方法，就是说，哈，他这样子，那我教你一些方法 ，protect 你自己啊。
And this neighbor
保护自己。
Give them another hint is that I'll teach you how to protect yourself from future punishment.
到了学校。
And then that when he gets to school,
老师说，来来来，我们坐下谈一谈。
The teacher will say, "Come, let us sit down and have a talk."
啊，发生什么事
？What really happened?
你有没有看见三个东西不太一样？
We'll see the three different things that is taking place.
他 confused.
This child will be so confused.
所以他的 survey 就会说，他不知道为什么被打。
This is the reason why in the survey they said they do not understand why he's being punished by the parents.
他明明推人家是不对的，可是他说他不知道。
He should know that it's not right to push, but yet he did not know that this is wrong.
所以你不知道怎么教。
As parent, you don't know how to teach them. Yeah.Again,
然后就长大了。
And as this child grew up,
然后一直循环，一直循环。
And as time goes on,
我们的第二个 survey 就告诉我们说，他们最想做的就是离开家。
And in the second survey, the children voice their opinion that they like to leave home.
他们等这么一天呢。
They are waiting for this moment when they can step out of the house.
因为这个系统告诉他们，做你自己。
Because this system tells them to do whatever they like.
Yeah, be yourself, happy.
Be yourself and be happy.
Yeah, 叫他 enjoy.
Just enjoy.
哎呦，这些东西全部不是圣经教的。
But yet this is contradictory to the Bible.
所以我们可以在这个屋底下一直的告诉，一直的告诉，可以的。
Under this roof, we can teach our children from the Bible.
他们离开的时候
，But yet when they step out of the church，
看到不一样的东西
，They see something totally different。
他们一 confused 之后
，When they are confused，
他们的心 会跟我们不一样的。
Their heart will not be like ours anymore.
他们的脑跟我们不一样的。
Their mind will be totally different from our mind.
现在的科学照他们的脑，可以看见他们的颜色跟我们不一样的。
And in today's science, the scientists could map their brain and see that they are totally different from us.
所以我们丢这个问题是让我们去想。我们现在的孩子在面对这样的事情。
I threw you this question is to allow you to ponder that this is what the challenges that our children is facing today.
我们给孩子最好的。
We want to give the best to our children.
我们也教孩子最重要的。
And we have already taught our children the important things in life.
可是现在问题出来了。
But yet this problem arises.
他不知道为什么我们教他。
They do not understand why we are teaching them.
Yeah, 他觉得。Why so bothering?
They ask us, why bother to teach them?
对，你们干嘛那么用力啊？
Why do you have to try so hard to teach us?
哎呦，你们啊，良心啊，拿出来啊。
And they will say, please be more kind-hearted.
对，啊，听得懂吗？你们的良心，现在可以听了，要教训你们了。
So now it's time for you. So you have to be a...sensitive.
Yeah, 他们教到白头发出来哦，一直染头发。
Your parents start to have a white hair just teaching you.
染，可是他们不让你们染。
And they have started to dye their hair, but yet they don't allow you to dye your hair.
他们用 iPhone 不让你们用。
Your parents can have an iPhone, but not the kids.
你们 understand 吗？
Do you understand why?
他们会有问题的。
They have a lot of questions too.
所以我们不是现在我们要面对的就是说我们要坐下来我们要想一想看聊一聊学一学看看我们怎么样可以啊，尽一点力量有一个好 better 的东西好不好
It is important for us that we sit down and truly discuss and brainstorm and try to find a way an answer to this problem to this challenge
等到 Samuel 弟兄45岁的时候
So that when our brother Samuel reaches the age of 45,
请问你们敢骂他吗？
Do you think you'll dare to scold him?
啊，不会，对不对？
I'm sure you dare not scold him.
那为什么他十岁的时候你就一直骂他呢？
But why do you kept scolding him when he was 10 years old?
哦，因为你想要他更好。
It is because you want him to turn out to be better, to be a better person.
45岁之后不需要更好？
But Don't you want him to be a better person at the age of 45 too?
啊，谁骂他
？So who scolded him before?
哦，你就是把他交给神了。
Who will scold him at the age of 45? And you said he'll just give him to God.
那你为什么不十岁的时候就把他交给神
？Then why don't you give him to God at the age of 10?
你懂我意思吗？我们有时候很矛盾。
So sometimes this is ironical. There's no logic.
哎，我们也要 be better person. 我们也要变更好，好不好？谁骂我们啊
？When we should also be strive to be a better person, not only our children. Then who is the one that is to scold us?
Jenna 阿姨，你下次要骂我们。
Sister Janet, you have the right to scold us in the future.
是不是大的就可以骂小的
？Is that right? Just for the older person to scold the younger?
如果这个理论是通的，你们要预备好以后被比较大的人骂。
If this theory works, then we expect the older ones to scold us.
那如果不是，如果不是
，If this theory doesn't hold, doesn't work,
一致
，We have to be fair, be consistent.
你就连十岁都不能骂。
You are not allowed to scold even a 10-year-old child.
懂我意思吗？你要
做诚实的人。Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You have to be an honest and truthful person.
你如果连最基本的诚实都没有，你怎么教孩子
？If you don't even have this basic truth or honesty, then how can you teach your child?
哦，四十五岁就要嗨哈利路亚这样子，啊，十岁就可以 go go 过去，给我过去。
Is this how you treat a 45-year-old, being very polite, but you just, ignore the 10-year-old?
你是什么人，你就做什么人 ，OK?
We have to treat everybody equally, no matter what their age.
好，所以等一下不要吵架。
Please do not get into the argument after service.
我们丢了一个问题。
I've thrown you a question.
那我们会用这三天一起来讨论这个问题。
And we will use the next 2 days to discuss this problem.
也许我们没有答案。
Maybe we have no answer.
可是因为我们有主。
But because we have our Lord Jesus.
我们在外面没办法教。 就是我的工作在外面没办法上这样的课。
It's not easy for me to teach this kind of lesson outside of the church.
因为我们在外面的时候告诉他们没有希望了。
Because outside of the church, they are hopeless.
谁叫你带他来？
But who asked you to bring them into the church?
没希望了。
They have no hope.
可是在主的里面。
But yet in Christ,
有希望。
There is hope.
这个是我们今天把这个礼物没有弄好哈，那个礼物哈，神给那个礼物，你好像弄到有点坏坏掉，没有。
It is because we have ourselves to blame. We have spoiled this gift that God has given us.
可以送回原厂维修。
We said we'll just return it to the manufacturer to be repaired.
它有保证期的。
Because they still have its warranty.
它是 life warranty.
It's lifetime warranty.
你可以送回去。
You are able to get to return and get a refund.
不要搞坏掉太厉害了 ，OK？
But please do not do not spoil it any further.
对，就是说。你要想一想看，哎，主，我是不是一个诚实的老师，诚实的父母亲
？You have to ask God that am I a truthful parent or a truthful teacher？
如果现在我的孩子50岁了
，If my child is 50 years old now，
我可以骂他吗
？Can I still scold him or her？
我看到他没有回头的时候
，When he or she does not repent，
我怎么办呢
？What should I do？
50岁了
，He's now or she's now 50 years old。
我只能交给主耶稣。
I can only surrender him or her to God.
因为你也是我的产业。
It is because God, you are also my inheritance.
我没有办法。
I'm helpless.
所以我们在主的面前如果谦卑下来。
If we are able to humble ourselves before God,
我们的孩子会有一点知道我们在做什么。
Then our children will start to see that we are not that hopeless.
通常孩子呢是反应我们父母亲本身的东西。
Because a lot of times, our children can see how we react or respond to things.
所以孩子的一辈子其实他面对的只有两件事情。
There are only two things that a child will encounter in his life.
在他一生当中，就是他经历了什么事情。
It is that in his life, what he has experienced.
第二。
And number two.
怎么样回应应对？这个经历
，and how does he react or respond to this particular experience？
只有这样子。
Does these two things？
我们今天要帮助他们的就是你怎么样面对应付这个经历。
But what we can do as a parent or teacher is to help them to respond or react properly to their experiences。
因为他一生的经历已经在神的手中，神定好了。
It is because the experience is already in God's hand. It's already predetermined by God.
如果我们相信这是从神来的，神给了他最好的东西。
If we believe that they are from God and God has given us His best to us,
无论他现在做什么
，no matter what he or she is doing at the moment,
这是他的人生要经历的事。
These are the things that he or she must experience in their journey.
我们做不到东西的。
We are actually, there's actually nothing we can do.
我们没有办法阻止他不去发生这样的东西的。
We can actually never stop them from doing this particular thing.
可是我们有时候觉得自己很棒啊，因为我的阻止，所以他没有。
But sometimes we brag to ourselves that it's because we stop them, that is why they never sin.
没有谦卑。
This is not a humble heart.
那是神帮助他。
In reality, it is because of God's help.
既然这个经历我们不能做什么
，It is when we see that there's nothing we can do.
我们
in their journey.
我们能做的是他怎么样 react to 这个经历。
But what we can do as parent or teacher is how they can react properly or respond properly to the experiences that they encounter.
给了他什么样的声音去面对眼前的事情
？What kind of voice are we giving them to teach them how to respond to their environment？
考试考 B， 你积功。
You have come back with a B。
他四十五岁的时候，他面对的是婚姻里面的困难。
But when he or she is 45, they are encountering marriage difficulties。
那时候是 B 的问题吗
？Do you think it is caused by that B？
那个是他怎么样活下去的问题。
It is at that time when they are 45, it is a matter of whether they want to live again。
我们给他什么？
What have we given them so far?
我们只告诉他 B 是 good, A 是 good.
Do we just tell them A is good or B is good?
他现在是要活下去。
Now they want to. Now it's a matter of whether they want to continue living or not.
所以我们要给他的东西是
What we want to give them is something that is not visible to the eyes.
所以我们一起把这样的一个问题, 既然是从主耶稣给我们的, 我们要问主耶稣, 啊, 主啊, 答案是什么?
Now, these are the problems that we are also presenting to God, and we hope that and pray that God will give us an answer.
用未来的两天, 我们谦卑, 一起来学,
and for the next 2 days, we will humbly learn from God.
一起唱诗,
Let us all sing him.
我们来唱诗 457首。
Please sing him number 457.